give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got what I have, a machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money, we got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys. Remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoy.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stocking, say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that is filled with toys for the boys and girls again.
Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head,
'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus,
here comes Santa Claus,
right down Santa Claus Lane.
He doesn't care if you're rich or poor,
for he loves you just the same.
Santa knows that we're God's children,
that makes everything right.
Fill your hearts with a Christmas cheer,
'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Santa Claus,
here comes Santa Claus,
right down Santa Claus Lane.
He'll come around when the chimes ring out, then it's Christmas morn again.
Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light.
Fill your hearts with the Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Peace on earth will come to all
if we just
give thanks to the Lord above.
'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Let's give thanks to the Lord above. 'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Tonight.
Mommy kissing Santa Claus. creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white.
Snowflakes were falling one cold winter day. Little Johnny went out to the snowdrifts to play. The others made snowmen so round and so tall, but he made the littlest snowman of all. He found a slouch hat that was tattered and torn, and a scrap of a scarf that somebody had worn. "I'll be yours," cried the snowman, "and I'll never depart if only you'll give me your red candy heart."
Johnny gave him his candy, and so from the start, the littlest snowman had a red candy heart.
That night as he slept, Johnny dreamed that he saw the snowman as merry as never before. Round the big Christmas tree in the square they were playing, some of them sliding and some of them sleighing, some of them rolling and some of them leaping, while safe in their houses the children were sleeping. But not his poor snowman. In his snowdrift apart stood the littlest snowman with the red candy heart.
"They say I'm too little and they keep me apart," said the littlest snowman with a red candy heart.
And then in the dream, it grew suddenly bright. "It's morning," thought Johnny. "That's why it's so light." "It's a fire," cried the snowman. "We'll melt if we stay. It's the Christmas tree burning. Come, snowman, away." And leaping and rolling and sleighing and sliding, they scampered away and were soon safe in hiding. "Quick, Johnny, awake!" Johnny awoke with a start. By his side stood the snowman with the red candy heart.
"Oh, I may be too little, but I'll do my part," said the littlest snowman with a red candy heart.
Johnny pulled on his clothing, and they both hurried down to awaken the children all over the town. They raced through the streets, and they shouted and knocked. They ran to the mayor, but found his door locked. "We'll call the fire engine. The firemen will bring it." They found a tall firebox, but they couldn't ring it. But there in the street stood a little toy cart. just right for a snowman with a red candy heart.
We can make a fire engine of this little cart. Come on,
said the snowman with a red candy heart.
They rode up as close to the fire as they could, in the cart heaped with snowballs. Together they stood, and showers of snowballs they threw with such aim, they hissed and they melted and put out the flame. But when it was all over and the fire was through, the littlest snowman was quite melted too. As thin as an icicle falling apart was the littlest snowman with the red candy heart.
Then the mayor arrived and he climbed on the cart. Who'll help save the snowman with the red candy heart?
The children came running, and with new fallen snow, Johnny made him all over. And now each year it's so. Each year in the square, for all children to see, a snowman stands watch at the Christmas tree. He wears a slouch hat that is tattered and torn, and a scrap of a scarf that somebody has worn. But we know that he's ours, and he'll never depart, for the littlest snowman has a red candy heart.
And the spirit of Christmas can never depart, his red candy heart.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is one of the very first Christmas records I had. As a matter of fact, I believe it is the first Christmas record that I had. It's first Christmas record for children. And there's another one called like A Child's Christmas that I also had at the same time. And it had a picture of a kid on it that looked like my brother Eric, which was kind of funny. But this first Christmas album for children had some songs on it that were actually omitted. And this is one of them. There were two. One of them has to do with Russia. It was the littlest Christmas tree with Red Skelton, and it's a longer one. I don't know if I'm going to play it or I'm going to have time for it this year. But this other one I had forgotten about, and I'm like, yeah, that was actually on the album. It's a guy named Barry Gordon, and I think you'll recognize the song. It's pretty good. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station.
Mommy.
be good, whatever you do, 'cause if you're bad, I'm warning you.
Yeah, I can see why they took that one off, maybe. They made Tommy eat a bug, broke his bat on, like, Grandma's plants or something like that, or Tommy's head. Somebody snitched on me. I can understand why they kept that off. But I do remember that. I think it was on that album or the other one that I had, Nothing for Christmas. I was reading some comments here, and somebody seemed to remember that being on that album. But I think the only one that they took off was Littlest Christmas Tree by Red Skelton because of the Iron Curtain reference. But, yeah, Nothing for Christmas, you don't hear that often anymore. It's a great song. Maybe I'll play it next year in my Battle for Christmas with Derek Gary next year if we decide to do that. We'll see. I always say I'm not going to do it again, and then we do it anyway. And it is what it is. Merry Christmas, everybody. And Happy New Year. It's Medford, Massachusetts you're listening to. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And my name is Chris Earle. Thanks again for listening to your Freeform station. This next one I'm going to play for you is probably one of my favorite songs on the album. I remember listening to this as a kid and just listening the whole thing through over and over again. And this was literally a record that me and my brother Eric had and my brother Russ had, and we played it over and over again as kids. And it was the first Christmas record for children. This is one of my favorites from the album. I'm skipping around a little bit. I'm going to play you about half the album here, and then I'm going to play some Rankin Bass stuff from Rudolph and the Miser Brothers and things like that. But anyway, this is Gene Autry, and this is a great tune. I hope you enjoy it.
When the jolly old man with his bag of toys and his beard of snowy white stops at your house to make your Christmas bright, don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. When you hear his sleigh bells, don't look front or back. He'll be coming down the chimney with a sack upon his back. If you wrote your letter to Santa and you're good, you'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney, yes, by gosh, by Jiminy. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. And don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. When you hear his sleigh bells, don't look front or back. He'll be coming down the chimney with a sack upon his back. If you wrote your letter to Santa and you're good, you'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney, yes, by gosh, by Jiminy. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Isn't that fun? I love that one. Next one is from Rosemary Clooney, who is George Clooney's auntie, and Tony Mottola and his orchestra. Another one of my favorites from the album that we're listening to, first Christmas record for children. This is Susie Snowflake.
Whee! Look who's coming!
Here comes Susie Snowflake, dressed in a snow white gown. Tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out everyone and play with me, I haven't long to stay. If you wanna make a snowman, I'll help you make one, one, two, three. If you wanna take a sleigh ride,
whee!
The ride's on me. Here comes Susie Snowflake, look at her tumbling down. Joy to every girl and boy, Susie's come to town. In a snow white gown, tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out everyone and play with me, I haven't long to stay. If you wanna make a snowman, I'll help you make one, one, two, three. If you wanna take a sleigh ride, the ride's on me. Here comes Susie Snowflake, look at her tumbling down. Bringing joy to every girl and boy, Susie's come to town. Susie's come to town.
Yeah, it's Susie Snowflake here on Time Travel. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Merry Christmas to my brother Russ, who just called in. He said, I'm hitting the road pretty soon. And he goes, I got the Wi-Fi. We're listening to it right now. So he wanted to hear some Rankin Bass. He didn't realize it was part of the Rankin Bass catalog there. You got Rudolph, you got Frosty. And you got the Miser Brothers with the Rudolph Shiny New Year. A lot of good stuff in there. So we're going to skip a little bit over the first Christmas record for children. I've played that in the past. I love Twas the Night Before Christmas on there too. But since it is Christmas, it kind of takes away from it a little bit. It takes away the magic of it. So maybe we'll play that next year on Christmas Eve. But anyway, this next one is from Mr. Burl Ives as we move on to the Rankin Bass album that I have. And you're going to love these. If you love these TV shows, these animated shows, you're going to love this. Here we go. Silver and Gold.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on earth. Silver and gold, silver and gold. Means so much more when I see silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree. Silver and gold, silver and gold, mean so much more when I see. Silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away.
Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. Frosty go.
Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump.
Over the hills of snow, Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way,
but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry,
I'll be back on Christmas Day.
How exciting. Frosty is just like he's a puddle of water at the end, but then I think he comes back. No, he's back on Christmas Day. You got to wait for it to snow again. Anyway, that's a little Jimmy Durante there on Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. I've been here with you since noon doing Christmas tunes. Happy New Year, everybody. I will not be back until New Year's Day next week, because it also falls on a Wednesday. To Christmas, or New Year's Eve is next Tuesday. 2019 is coming to close very, very quickly. It was one of the fastest years that I can remember, and I was off my feet for a good 4 months of it. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. If you want to call in, make one last-minute request. I can sneak one more, like, 2 or 3 minute song in if you want to hear it. But for now, we're doing Rankin Bass, and here is my favorite part of all the Rankin Bass. All the Rankin Bass projects. This one was my favorite by far. Anyway, that's my little introduction to that. I don't want to give it away, but it involves a couple of brothers. Let's say that.
Here he comes now, the big hand.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm Mr. Ten Below. Friends call me Snow Mike. I touch turns to snow in my clutch.
I'm too much.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow. He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Tenderloaf.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch.
He's too much.
I never wanna know a day that's over 40 degrees. I'd rather have a 30, 20, 10, 5, and then it freeze.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow.
That's right.
He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Tenderloaf.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Too much.
Too much.
Stop by with your hubby sometime and we'll have a blizzard.
Where to now? You heard the man. We've got to see Heat Miser.
I was afraid you'd say that.
On, Blitzen.
Mr. Green Christmas, I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister, I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser, whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
Thank you.
I never want to know a day that's 160 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. Oh, some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
You know Dasher, and Dancer, and Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, and Cupid, and Donner, and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Behave yourselves.
because Santa can still look into his magic snowball and see just what you're up to. And now that you know all about him, you can be darn sure that come snow or high water,
Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not howl. I'm telling you. Santa Claus is coming to town.
With little tin horns and little toy drums, hootie toot toots and rowdy tum tums. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And curly head dolls, the toggle and coo, elephants, boats, and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town.
We were the very first royal toy makers. The first toy makers to the king.
It's a difficult responsibility when you accept an appointment from His Majesty. You must strive for just the perfect quality when you're the first toy maker to the king. All the soldiers must stand erect for the kingdom they protect. The balls must bounce much higher if they're to please his royal sire. The ballerinas must pirouette upon their musical toes, and the clowns must make a king forget all his kingly woes.
It's a difficult responsibility when you accept an appointment from His Majesty. Strive for just the perfect quality when you're the first toy maker to the king.
All the sailboats must never sink, and the dollies always blink. The teddy bears be furry if they're to gain his royal curry.
The jack-in-boxes must always pop at every regal command,
and the kangaroos must learn to hop into the prince's hand.
It's a difficult responsibility when you accept an appointment from His Majesty. You must strive for just the perfect quality.
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful socks. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Yeah, the Grinch kind of snuck in there in between the Rankin and Bass tunes. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. Here with you until 7 p.m. doing all Christmas tunes. I got a number of Rankin Bass Christmas classics for you. And I'm figuring out what to close you out with here. I might close you out with Elvis today. We'll see. But thank you for listening, and I hope you have a merry, merry Christmas, whatever's left of it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your year, and hopefully 2020 is the best one ever for you, my friends. I wish the best for you. And I will be back. Let's listen to some more Rankin and Bass here on Time Travel Christmas Show.
I have a job for you to do. Now take this down.
It's a difficult responsibility that you accept from the number one lawmaker, me. Have it known throughout the land from sea to sea. There'll be no more toy makers to the king. All the tin soldiers, melt them down. Wash the face of every clown. Each bouncing ball deflated. No, I don't want to debate it. The ballerinas who pirouette, arrest their musical toes. Outlaw the dolls and sink the boats. They bring me only woes. It's a difficult responsibility that you accept from the number one lawmaker, me. The box be sealed till my wounded pride be healed. Stuff animals, unstuff them. When a child objects, rebuff them. No more drummers who rat-a-tat-tat. No buglers who root-a-toot-toot. Don't let me see another toy or you will feel my boot. It's a difficult responsibility he extracts from the number one lawkeeper, me. Be it known throughout the land, from sea to sea. Toys are hereby declared illegal, immoral, unlawful, and anyone found with a toy in his possession will be placed under arrest and thrown in the dungeon.
really am a mean and despicable creature at heart, you know. It's so difficult to really change.
Difficult?
Why, look here. Changing from bad to good's as easy as taking your first step. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. You never will get where you're going if you never get up on your feet. Come on, there's a good tailwind blowing. A fast walking man is hard to beat.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
If you want to change your direction, if your time of life is at hand, well, don't be the rule, be the exception. Way to start is to stand.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
If I want to change the reflection I see in the mirror each morning.
You do.
You mean that it's just my election?
Just that.
To vote for a chance to be reborn?
You put one foot in front of the other, and soon you are walking across the floor. You put one foot in front of the other, and soon you are walking out the door.
Put one foot
in front of the other, and soon you are walking across the floor.
Put one foot in front of the other,
and soon you'll be walking out the door.
That one's so much fun. That was Mickey Rooney, and I forget what the other gentleman's name is, but another gentleman just walked in. Derek Gary is here.
Ho, 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 ho.
Keenan Wynn is the other gentleman's name that was singing that song. I always think of Keenan Ivory Wynn's for some reason. Keenan Ivory Wayans.
From In Living Color.
Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting if they put him with Mickey Rooney back in the 70s?
Yeah. I don't think he was born at that point, or he was very small.
He was probably very small. What is your favorite of the Rankin Bass specials? I know you're a big fan of these two.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I mean, Rudolph is the standing classic.
Yeah, it is. But Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
It's got the Heatmeister and the Coldmeister, which
they got. Year Without a Santa Claus is the one with Mrs. Claus,
yeah,
and that's the one with the Heat Miser.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah. Year Without a Santa Claus. That one's great, too.
Yeah, I love that one.
I think it has to come back to Rudolph.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true.
I watched Rudolph last night, and I was like, yay, Rudolph. You know, for all of the problems with it, one of my favorite moments in that, I mean, everybody talks about the bullying, but it's like, that's kind of the point of Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, if you're hung up on the bullying, then you're missing the point and you're missing the message.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorite bits in that is, you know, when Donner is realized that Rudolph is gone.
In the reindeer games?
Yeah. Well, later on after he's left.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, I have to go find Rudolph. And his wife, who is never named, by the way, they never bothered to name Rudolph's mother in that thing. Like Clarice, the doe that's in love with him, gets a name, and his dad gets a name. But Donder's like, I got to go off and find Rudolph.
I never realized that.
And they refer to her as Mrs. Donner at one point.
Oh.
But she's like, oh, I'll come with you. And he's like, no, this is man's work, and walks out of the cave. And then Clarice walks in, and they're like, we're going to go anyway. You know,
Clarice is pretty good, though. I mean, she's kind of a feminist icon for reindeer, isn't she?
I think she is. I think she gets that one great song.
Yeah.
So
let me put a little in the background here. So, yeah, I've just been playing tunes for the past few hours. I'm
going to
close out with some Rankin Bass. This is a fun one, too. Jingle, jingle, jingle.
I love this one.
And we've played a number of these over the years on our Christmas specials.
I made a point on Saturday night, somewhere in there, of throwing on Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
I've seen that only once, but it's good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It was the first. That was the very first animated holiday special all the way back in 1956, I think.
And it had Jim Backus in it, right?
Yeah, Jim Backus.
Mr. Howell.
He sings as well as doing the voice of Mr. Magoo. Mm-hmm. Songs by Julie Stein, who wrote Gypsy, among other things. Like, well-known Broadway composer.
Mm-hmm.
The songs in it are kind of trifly, but they're memorable.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is staged as you're watching a Broadway production of A Christmas Carol. This is the song from Rudolph that is great.
Yeah, this is a great tune.
There's Always Tomorrow. It's a nice song.
Yeah.
But it there's something about that Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. It's become really, really hard to find on Blu-ray and DVD.
Yeah.
You can order it made for you on demand now through a number of retailers.
Okay.
And it's a great lost classic. The art style in it is fantastic because it's the sort of late 50s, early 60s minimalism that got picked up for Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Where the backgrounds are very sort of minimalist and stylized.
Yeah.
And then when they did the Charlie Brown Christmas, they used that same style and it sort of became, well, this is what Christmas specials look like.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, but it goes back to this and it's so good.
It says NBC aired it in 1962.
Yeah.
December 18th, 1962. So you wonder if NBC, like CBS, always brings back their Christmas specials.
They don't air it anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's too long.
Oh, it's 53 minutes. That's why. Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean.
They can't fit it in with commercial breaks anymore.
Plus, Mr. Magoo, it probably isn't going to relate to kids anymore.
There aren't too many Mr. Magoo sight gags, you know, nearsighted gags in it, but there are a couple.
Right.
You know.
And there's not too many Mr. Magoo tunes, right?
Right.
Like he'll sing.
I don't think the kids remember who Mr. Magoo is anymore.
No.
There was that awful Leslie Nielsen movie that pretty much put the final stake in Mr. Magoo's heart.
So what do you got for tonight for your show, 7 to 9?
So tonight, I got a bunch of things in here. First and foremost, two of the Veterans Administration Hospital Program albums.
Oh, these are great, yeah.
One from, I believe, 1971 and one from 1976.
Yep.
So you will hear Richard Nixon speak tonight. And the VA administration made these for soldiers who were spending Christmas in the hospital.
Right.
And they basically went out and got all the Hollywood talent they could find to contribute to these, which makes them a lot of fun. I've also got a couple of songs written by an electrical equipment supplier.
Okay.
Back in the 1950s when they were finally tying rural areas to the grid. These guys are one of the big suppliers, and they put out a Christmas album every year. We've also got a salute to the death of Kmart.
The salute to the death of Kmart.
Yes.
You have old Kmart commercials?
I have Kmart in-store music.
Really?
From 1974.
Very cool.
So if you'd gone and shopped at Kmart in 1974, this is what you would have heard.
Mm-hmm.
And 45 years later, Kmart is all but gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one near you is the last one around here.
And there's nothing in it.
They're shutting down come 2020. So
they're pretty much getting rid of everything. You know, they take all the good stuff and send it out to, you know, stores, Amazon and eBay stores. And then there's like little things left. There's like nothing left.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to end with a little Elvis, I think, before I have you come on. That Royal Philharmonic Orchestra album with Elvis that came out was pretty good.
Nice.
So I might put that on there. So stick around for Hear It Wow with Derek. He's here with you until 9 p.m. And On the Town with Mikey D. They're coming in 9 to 12 tonight, right?
Yep.
They never take a week off. So they will be in here and they will be doing their thing tonight as well. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Happy New Year, everybody, because next week it will be New Year's Day. Should be in here for the New Year's Day show. But if not, I will see you in 2 weeks for Elvis's birthday show, which I do every year, too. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, Derek.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
And Happy New Year. And once again, thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford and Time Travel with Chris Earle. Good night, listeners.
For Jimmy,
a dolly for Sue,
the kind that will even say,
how do you do?
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year. Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful, 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 wonderful day of the year.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. Down Santa Claus Lane, blitzen, blitzen, all there's a reindeer pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Come Santa Claus, come Santa Claus, around down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Come Santa Claus, come Santa Claus, around down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, well, he'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you.
Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers, fees, and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before.